Many years ago, when I had the opportunity to chat with the then Archbishop of Lorenzo Marques in Mozambique, Alexandre José María Cardinal dos Santos, OFM, it was both an interesting and enlightening opportunity. The Archbishop, later created Cardinal, remarked that to be an African is to believe in God. These words have never left me, and after spending 13 years living and working in Africa with Africans, I can honestly say that I didn't meet an African atheist. It was always so easy to talk about God, regardless of anybody's religion or social status. On the many occasions when I visited the Ministry of Communications in Lusaka, there would be religious music playing in the background. Even in the minister's office, he would have, in the background, a religious programme on either television or radio while he worked. Recently, talking to Cardinal Wilfred Napier of South Africa about the words of the now emeritus Mozambican Cardinal dos Santos, he was in complete agreement with his elder brother. To be an African is to believe in God. I have still never met an African atheist.
Yes, I don't think you will, because, you know, if it isn't direct belief in God, to extract from an African the idea of belief in the spirit world would be a very difficult thing to get. You'd never get that out of him, I don't believe.
To an African, the ancestors are all part and parcel of the relationship with God, as Cardinal Napier explains.
The ancestors are seen as members of that spiritual world who can influence our lives because they are in communication with God in some way. Not very clear, the theology isn't very clear, but there is that there are intermediaries in some form. God is too great to busy himself with human things, so the ancestors play that role. And I think you'd have to go a long way before you'd actually find an African who is not going to believe in some form or other in his ancestors and their intervention is in his or her life.
Mm. And so it means that, in a way, the church is already starting on a strong footing because it's going in to a certain level of belief right at the beginning.
That's true, yeah. Many people are finding, would live as if the ancestor religion is a lot easier, because most of the time the ancestors don't bother you too much. It's only here and there when they'll get hold of somebody, and usually it's through sickness or some other form of disability, which would be an indicator interpreted as the ancestors want you to do X, Y, and Z. But by and large, the ancestors wouldn't really worry them that much. So you get on with your life and you make sure that you're not going to do anything that's going to step out of line with what the ancestors would normally. And I think generally, just keeping the customs, family customs, the clan customs, the tribal customs, would be seen as sufficient to keep you within the fold of the ancestors, and therefore you wouldn't have too much to worry about in life. It's, in a sense, it's a comfortable kind of way of life. Comes the gospel, and it's calling to a very much different thing. It's calling for a constant searching for a relationship with God and following this man, Jesus Christ, in the process, and turning upside down so many of the values that the ancestral culture would take for granted. Because you've got the common ancestor, you in that family group, that extended family, you'll always look after each other. But a person who doesn't fall within that group can often be completely ignored. Mm. And therefore, this challenge from the gospel, I think, it can at times be very difficult for Africans to accept and to break out of looking after their own. I think one of the things, possibly the deeper reasons for a lot of the corruption that takes place in government, is an expression of that. The looking after family, looking after extended family, looking after people who have done you favors in the past and in that way have entered into a special relationship with you. And it's more of that, I think, than simply greed. Because there are those who are embezzling for the sake of having plenty of everything. But I think to a large extent, the kind of corruption that we see at the lower levels have a lot more to do with looking after the family than they have about the other.
And it seems when people manage to break out of that traditional mould, they're capable of tremendous generosity. Mm. And I think of what the Secular Franciscan Order was doing in Zambia and the small Christian communities in the parishes. Basically, if it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be half the work, a fraction of the work done with, say, the AIDS patients that's being done now. People give themselves so generously.
Yeah. We're finding that as well with the majority of the caregivers are really doing it way beyond what you'd call natural African or natural human family extension of compassion. It's certainly got much more to do with a gospel type of understanding of loving your neighbor as Christ has loved us.
Here you go.